Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
What is a DJ if you can't scratch? What is an MC if you can't rap? What is a beat without a live clap? Well, I could do it all, maybe just like that.
Yeah, we love hip-hop, the foundation of rap. We love hip-hop. What is a DJ if he can't scratch? What is an MC if he can't rap?
Hey, it's the Burning Mic. Back to the basics of hip-hop. Hosted by King Zulu Shaki and the Knights of the Sound Table.
The Burning Mic.
Peace.
I love it.
Peace, man. We trying to make it happen, just so y'all know. This is the legendary producer. You might want to turn your mic down. It's a legendary producer. Let him introduce himself. And your business, man. It's Free Jack. He gonna be co-hosting with me tonight, man. This is his idea, and I think it's great. Once in a while, you got to clean the palate. That's what we talked about doing with this show, but the reality is, in order to clean the palate, you got to go all the way back to the beginning. So, we're going to do a show called The Foundation on the Burning Mic, and we're going to take it back. And I can't go back any farther than this first cut. I think you're going to love this, man. The first cut we're doing is James Brown, Funky Drummer. Woo! This is The Burning Mic, brought to you by BMIG and Inside the Game Radio Series. Want y'all to understand where we stealing drum beats from. Trap, funk, hip-hop, R&B, that's where it all comes from, right there.
Right.
You know, so I had to let y'all know, we're going to do this. We're going to clean the palette. Let's go all the way back. And I want to cut it down, but it's just so damn funky.
That's the funky drummer. Everybody needs that. Hey, look, and these youngsters be like old heads. I'll be like, y'all rapping on an old head's beat.
Exactly. We got some surprises for him, man. We got a couple of joints that we're going to play. I don't know if you remember this joint, but I know you as a producer, I know you as a hip-hop fan remember this. You remember a girl named Bahamadia?
Yep.
I'm going to drop this Bahamadia 3 the hard way on the Burning Mic, presented by BMIG.
Be the latest century for Illidale colonies to get the cream like cherry jubilee. My seeds put you at ease like methamphetamines, or like Tony Stark's fantasies about his wallabies. Deuce for deans, y'all mean? Big geeks be coming through. Ghetto magic puts the bullies back at what? Man, I'm the best, but I and I provide the greatest natural, purest life that exit from the Gentile. Stout international, like direct connects from internet. Verbal text blossom like G effects. Perfect with the mic devices. Bahama D be the nicest. Bringing this rap thing to the light like Osiris. For the 9 pound, etc. Peace the gang star and my nigga Caserol. Caserol. Caserol.
Hey yo, I'm doing this for the crew's claiming that they're better. I'm tickled. Y'all must be like Sanford on the ripple. Little by little, I kick verses off the middle of my brain. The riddle couldn't fuck with cannon riddles. I remain the undisputed. You should've known if you knew it. Martell couldn't tell you how we do it. If you got the chance to even do the battle dance with the cannon band, shit be slamming more than Larry Nance. And plus a semi to give you more like Demi. I do it easy. Leave the hard way depending as I display skills for what this worth. Sent to the surf to break the curse of whack 'em seeds on my turf. This is the end like Armageddon. You're setting a bad example. Niggas still using samples, time's ample. Yo, Swift never said she was the baddest, but I kept it real. Your niggas frontin' talking about you packin' still. You'll be sporting up with all up in your rectum. Bottom central kids sitting all up in the bully section. Wreckin', wreckin',
wreckin'. We gonna wreck this motherfucker like Green the hard way.
When it is, was wet. And now you're preaching me, releasing mini tech. I need a mic check, because the static comes sporadic. MCs be hooked like addicts while casualties stay tragic. There ain't no glamour in that story, all guts, no glory. Entrenched in jealousy, just like the suckers who will bore me. They tell, but they don't know the core, so war's now my reference. Like Mumia, there is no evidence to say I am more than I am. I'm bending, never ending, similar to million men. Me say just us, you say me bus bus. Mental stagnation like the cancer patients eating cow fuss. As the minds rust from doing the dust, I rest in Mecca. The words sound power as an energy, see Hecka. To die because you're black simply be no cause at all. Sir, reality just like the legends of the fall. Initial looks of the shook hearted kids who shouldn't have started. Lyrics leave like spirits in the waters Moses parted. Do or die's your slogan, but niggas slip with Trojans. Major mental corrosion like Murray's meat unfrozen. I am the chosen earth, sun, moon, and stars. Hard for me to find a top contender just to spar. Some peep the exterior and think inferior. Next you know they're calling for a soundboard burial. D&D studio be wicked, catch wreck for infinity. One love, peace to Bahama D.
Like salt and pepper, I take it to the next plateau. Niggas green, they want this brown and sugar like D'Angelo. I make it better for fanatics, meaning for the butter boo. Like 25, the life will do from lack of getting power, you. Oh, I put my little thing in action. Smooth like satin, or special ed when he was taxing. Heads relaxing, play the back when I spill. I regulate a flow like chicks on birth control pills. Ill antics, keep it moving on. Bouncing like gnawing on from Illinois. Delta Lebanon, no doubt. It's three the hard way.
Three the hard way.
Three the hard way.
Welcome back to Coach Zine Radio. Where Urban Culture lives tonight, the Burning Mic. I got one of my knights at the sound table here. We're going to co-host this show tonight, but once a month, we're going to do this foundation show. So start getting ready to start telling us y'all joints that y'all want to hear. We playing some of our favorites, some of the things that we thought was hot. I've always loved Bahama Dia.
She sound like a that was like a female AZ. Remember AZ?
Yep, I got him on here tonight too.
She was spitting. That girl's dope. That's what I'm talking about. That's the foundation. It's time to do homework, man.
She's definitely one of the herbs. If y'all don't understand, the 5%ers can 5%ers call herself gods and the women earth. She was definitely an earth. And she was repping the sun, moon, and stars even then. So right. I got something for you. You asked me about. I'm gonna let you introduce this. All the ugly people be
DJ Cash Money. Be quiet.
Here we go.
All the wheels are steel, he is. All the wheels are steel, he is. DJ.
Cash Money. Money. already started right. Hey, Cash,
tell the people what you're the king of.
Money's flowing, everything is legit. Cause my rhyme is on time, on time is my rhyme. Already on top, ain't no need to climb. And to the bone, he's like the record down to the bone. Call him Cash, Cash Money, but his name is Jerome. The green eyed brother, brother with the green eyes. He shakes your booty boom shaker from 9 to 5. So listen to this tune, don't knock it till you try it. People, ugly, ugly people, will you please be quiet? That will rock your house. Turn up your radio and stereo and check it out. It's crazy wild, nearly bang boom in your butt. My name is Marvin, call me Marv the Wacky Marvelous Nut. The raving rhyme ruler, rock roller that rules. Getting laid, staying paid, so you know that I'm cool. The stunning, smashing, super, super serious sound. The devastating, death-defying dictator who's down. The mighty hard rocker who's rocking your butt. And everybody check him out, Cash Money's on the cut.
Come on, now come on.
Never pulling your bluff. I turn a hard rock haggler to a cream puff. Got rhymes and rhymes, getting better with time. Hit so many death lines, you have to rewind. Play it back, listen, observe my rap. Cause my lyrics are strong and it's like that. In Philly down the way, hard rocking alone. Marvelous and Cash Money, Marv and Jerome. We make your party hearty and say,
Lottie Lottie.
Get busy, y'all.
Ugly people, will you please be quiet?
Back to Coach Zing Radio, wherever Coach lives. Tonight, this is Zulu King Shaki, and I'm co-hosting with the host. Tonight is going to be my man, my brother from another mother, one of the legends of the Bay, Mr. Free Jack. How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, I'm doing good, man. You know, I'm just glad to be on our beautiful radio station, man, so we can open up the ears and enlighten them on where it all came from, man. That's why I told you, I actually like, can we do a show about the foundation where all those music come from? Because I be running into youngsters. They be like, man, that's an old sound. I be like, but you rapping to that same sound. Well, that's not it. They say, that's not it. So I'll strip it for them and be like, bro, that's the same song you rapping to. Then they be like, oh, well, it got different hi-hats in it, man. So a lot of songs we playing tonight, a lot of people use those samples and songs today. I hope y'all enjoy this legendary knowledge of music we're about to drop on you.
I got some things for you, but I know you a big fan of my grandfather, so I'm going to drop that Planet Rock for you, man. And let me know, where was you at when you first heard Planet Rock?
I was breakdancing at Chuck E. Cheese when I first heard that. I was in the hottest breakdancing group called the Imperial Breakers. You can look them up. We was the hottest Bay Area breakdancing group. They called me Captain Gyro because I used to do like 30 gyros at once.
Wow.
Yes.
I can tell you right now, I was in the Bronx, traveling back home to Brooklyn. When I heard this, I was like, oh my God, this is the ish. I mean, we had heard, you know, so you guys get an understanding. Let's just be real about this. Grandmaster Flash created the backspin. Without that, we probably wouldn't be rapping. Cool Herc invented the playlist. He's the one who brought out the breakbeats. I mean, even including Disco Mario. A lot of those brothers, Herc had those banging speakers that no one else could kill. I mean, you got King Tim. You got King Charles over there.
Yeah,
DJ Flowers, right. the original Grandmaster was Grandmaster Flowers over there in Brooklyn. So, you know, hip-hop is a thing that, you know, New Yorkers battle about all the time. The reason Bambada gets all the props that he gets, one, he named most of the stuff that we call elements. Two, if we had let hip-hop go the way hip-hop was going, it was going disco because they had dropped, you know, Sugar Hill Gang. No diss to Sugar Hill, but it was going disco. That wasn't what we were banging in the streets. So Bam came out with this record, Planet Rock, which was about hip-hop culture, and it was about where we were and what the B-boys were, and it took us out of that disco realm, kind of brought us into where Hollywood and them were, and then brought us right back home. So with that, I'll drop my grandfather. Peace to the Universal Zulu Nation. I give a damn what any of y'all got to say. I love my grandfather. Here you go.
They better go watch these. They better go watch these.
Party people, still yo get funky. So sign and phone, still yo get funky. The Zulu Nation, still yo get funky. Yeah, just hit me. Just hit the funk and hit me. Just get on down and hit me. That bond just getting so funky, now hit me.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, man.
I got a funny story to tell you about that. Bam told me when they were in the studio with Arthur Baker, Pow Wow, who is, by the way, if you don't know, the little guy with the Indian suit on, he's probably the biggest gangster in that whole group. Pow Wow's one of them, yeah, Pow Wow's one of them one punch knockout kids. He looked like JJ, but he punched like George Foreman.
Right. That's what you'll be saying after you wake up.
Right. And what happened was he forgot his verse. So he just went back to the old jazz days when they used to scat. And he just went zizz, and Bam was pissed. Because remember, this is one of the first rap records. This was supposed to show the culture. And, you know, Pow Wow, who was a prolific lyricist, according to Melly Mel and a couple other ones, they couldn't believe he forgot his words. But Arthur Baker, if you don't know, is the cat, the white cat, the original Rick Rubin, the right white rock and roll cat with the long hair. Yeah. He produced all those old records, everything except Sugar Hill. He produced all of that stuff.
He's dangerous.
And he's a bad boy. And he owns Chunk King Studios now. But he decided to keep it in there. Bam was pissed. When Tommy Richardson, who owns Tommy Boy Records, they took it to radio, everybody forgot the words except for zzzz. And Tommy said, I told you that was the best part of the record.
It was. Hey, I'm going to tell you it worked because everybody in Richmond was doing that. Everybody was doing that, so it worked. We was watching Beat Street. We watched Beat Street just for African Bambaataa to get on stage.
Well, shout out to Bam. I know he's having some trouble, but that's my grandfather. I love him. And to me, he is the father of the Zulu Nation. And, you know, he's the one who put all this together brain-wise. I got something for you, man. You know this. Maybe nobody else does. Ice T gave a shout out to this cat. He's a Philadelphia hip-hop artist. And everybody thinks that West Coast is the foundation of gangster rap. It is not. It is an artist named Schoolie D out of Southside of Philadelphia. And it's a song called PSK, which are Parkside Killers. And when they recorded this record, and what's up, Don? When they recorded this record, he was so high when he recorded this record. He actually was going to the studio the next day to erase it. But one of his homeboys had taken a copy out of the studio and passed it along to the hood. Yeah. And everybody in the neighborhood told him, you erase that record, we're going to kill you. And that record went on to be this monster. How many of y'all remember PSK? If you remember PSK...
Call us
definitely 646-668-8287. I'm going to play this joint. Y'all tell me what y'all think.
That's right.
Rockin' on to the brink of dawn. I pay cold money, your time is gone. making that green. People always say, what the hell does that mean? Things for the people who can't understand. How one homeboy became a man. As for the way you scream and shout, one by one, I'm knocking it out. Came for the way my DJ cut. Other MCs when you ain't say nothing. Rocking on to the break of dawn. A faithful one in your time is gone. Down the avenue, towing on a tray, sipping on some brew. Turn around, see the fly young lady, moving through the curb and park my Mercedes. Said fly lady, man, you're looking real nice. Sweeter than honey, sugar, and spice. Told her my name was Insta Schooly D, all about making that cash money. Said Schooly D, I know your game. Heard about you in the Hall of Fame. I say it by my mama, I tell you new lies. Cause all I wanna do is to get you high enough and lay you down and do the body rock. Took a walk to the corner, got into the car. Took a little trip to a fancy bar. Got some brew, some chase, some coke. Tell you now, brother, this ain't no joke. She got me to the crib, she laid me on the bed. I fucked up on my toes to the top of my head. I finally realized the girl was some whore. Gave her $10, she asked me for some more. Fans came, we're making that green. People always say, what the hell is that mean? People, the people who can't understand. A one homeboy became a man. As for the way you scream and shout, one by one, I'm knocking it out. Came for the way my DJ cut. Other MCs, when you ain't say nothing. And rocking on to the break of dawn. I think your money, your time is on.
Yo.
Hello?
Hey, yo. Oh, yeah.
Saturday night. Someone know what you but I was feeling all right. Tell my homie home.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Hey, yo, look. Check this out. You know who was the first rapper to steal that style?
Ice-T?
Nope. Well, yeah, Ice-T. The second was... Second was Eazy-E. And the boys in the hood is always hard. Come talking that trash, we'll pull your card. That's his style to the T.
It's funny you say that because I'm about to drop something. We got a caller in 8849, y'all.
Hello?
Hello, y'all.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up? Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Oh, all good, bro.
You wanted to talk to me.
Yeah, can we talk about LL Cool J Cannabis, how LL killed Cannabis on that 4-3-2-1?
Yeah, we can. That was a dope track, but I really want to talk about how LL Cool got smashed by Kumo D on that track. But we'll definitely talk about that. Let me hit this dope man, and then we'll come back. We all talk. Definitely want to talk about that. We got a lot of hip hop guys online. We definitely gonna talk about that. Give me 30 seconds. We're gonna drop this dope man, and we'll be back.
Okay,
let's do it.
Yo, man, what you need?
Yo, man, I need something, man. I need a 20, man.
And what you got, man?
I get this rope chain, man.
And this shit look like that gold on the road shit from the swap meet.
It's real, man.
This shit ain't real, man. Cool, man. Get the fuck out of here and come back with some money, man.
Come on, man. Be cool, man.
Y'all Mexicans always come with this shit.
Give a
Wang and Kang. Go around his neck and 14K heavy. Bitches clocking on his dick 24/7. Plus he's making money, keep the bass heads waiting. Rolling 6'4 with the fresh ass baby. On the 1st and 15th. Big water money, nothing less than a 20. Yo, you wanna five on the dope man, got plenty. To be a dope man, boy, you must qualify. Don't get high off your own supply. From a P to a G, it's all about money. 10 P's for a 10, bass pipe comes free. And people out there not hip to the fact. If you see somebody getting money for crack, he's the
dope man, dope man.
Hey man, give me a hit.
Dope man, dope
yo,
man.
Yo man, fuck that shit.
Dope man, dope man.
Bitch, wait a minute, who the fuck are you talking to? Do you know the fuck I am? Man, I can't believe this shit, this bitch is trying to gank me. Yo, I'll slap inside your head with 9 inches of lip dick.
You need a nigga with money so you get a dope man. Juice that fool for as much as you can. She like his car and he get with her. Got a black eye cause the dope man hit her. Just like you. There's another girl in the dope man's life. Not quite a bitch, but far from a wife. She's called a strawberry, and everybody knows strawberry. Strawberry is the neighborhood hoe. Do anything for a hit or two. Get a bitch around, she fuck the whole damn crew. It might be your wife, and it might make you sick. Come home and see her mouth on the dope man's dick.
There we go.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
That shit was
I definitely gotta,
that shit was
give
some
props out to them, man.
I didn't
give
you
a lot of
history.
I appreciate that, man. Being one of the guys that was on the NWA and the Posse album cover, yes, I'm taking credit. Yes, that was me with the Jerry Kerr and the Tight White Band. Yes.
Yeah, buddy.
But NWA back in the days with everybody in LA, that was pretty much the most street rap. So we all cutting together. But the real NWA were those four brothers that broke those barriers and kicked that ass. And I can't take any credit for that. I just stand back and give them props for allowing us to all be part of that historical project. But
Right. Yeah,
let's get into that.
Wait, hold on. Who do we have on the phone right now?
My name is Lulu King Sharkey.
And you got Free Jack, legendary producer.
And you have Don Slim's extraordinaire. Night
Holy
of the Sound
shit, I'm sorry, man. Yo.
It's all good, man. Hip-hop is a game of culture, and it's a game of love and respect. And so when y'all love this music, it helps us feel good.
It's crazy to even talk to you. It's even crazy to even talk to you, bro. Thank you.
Bro, we just regular brothers that made it happen, man. I'm blessed. I was brought to the Zulu Nation by Chuck D, educated by Ice-T and Africa Islam, King by Africa Bambaataa when I was 13 years old. So I'm very appreciative. I also used to be part of a group called Low Profile, me, Dove C, Aladdin.
Do we agree that LL beat Cannabis? Can we agree on
that? Yeah. I only have one problem. Yeah. LL went back and redid his verse. Because the original verse, Cannabis is wearing his ass out.
Yeah, Cannabis ate him up on the funky.
But did you ever hear the Back Where I Belong shit?
Yeah, I'm an LL fan going way back to before he did Bad. I think it was the smartest thing in the world, because I'm going to tell you something right now. I would never let anybody outshine me on my fucking record, period. Not going to happen.
Right.
I would go back and redo my verse, too.
Cannibal.
I wouldn't let nobody come out.
Cannabis come raw.
Did you hear Back Where I Belong? Which I think is much underrated, bro.
I think it's a very dope song, and I'm really hurt that they didn't push it like they should, but it's a battle record. And battle records very rarely get pushed by record companies. They just don't, because they don't make money. I can tell you from working at almost every major label and having almost every job there was, they don't feel it. Unless it's a hip-hop label like Def Jam or, you know.
A real hip-hop label, right.
Uptown, labels like that, yeah.
Like Ja Rule with Loose Change. Like Ja Rule Loose Change was one of the best diss records I ever heard, bro.
I agree with you. And very few kids even know that Ja Rule did that record. So I give you props for having your hip hop knowledge. I'm very impressed with you, young brother. What's your name?
My name is Jesse, man.
Well, Justin, we're doing this show for kids that are not like you. The reason this show is being done is because I was around a bunch of kids probably about 3-4 months ago. And I was talking about Big Daddy Kane. They were looking at me like I was speaking French. I'm like, how are you a hip-hop fan and you don't know who Big Daddy Kane is? So we, as the night, kind of sat down and said, we're going to put together a show to teach these kids hip-hop. So it's cats like you that are in those places that we're not, that we're very thankful for. Because what's being played now isn't hip-hop. So we're appreciative of you.
Look, it's just facts. I mean, look, Everlast killed Eminem. Eminem is my favorite rapper. But Everlast killed him on that song.
Everlast is my little brother. I give him his credit. A lot of people don't understand that.
Everlast killed him on Whitey's Revenge.
Right.
My favorite diss song of all time is Hit 'Em Up.
Yeah, Pac killed him.
Well, you know... You know, brother, I have to tell you something. And this is coming from all of us.
Yeah.
We're real glad that... How old are you, man?
I'm 33, bro.
You still part of this younger generation. I'm 50. You're still part of this younger generation.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. You're
so
still there.
When young guys like you, and don't take it in any disrespect, but when young guys like you are out there talking hip-hop, you understand what we mean when we say hip-hop. You're not part of this trap culture, but you're young enough to know that you listen to what's out there, but we're very proud of the music that you guys are pushing.
Right.
Oh, trust me. But, trust me. I had conversations with people in my generation where they're like, cannabis killed LL. And I'm like,
you own that. He's going to stick to that.
I'm like, did you hear that 4-3-2-1 verse?
Yeah,
if you go back and listen to that 4-3-1 verse, it's a whole different story. You know what I mean?
Of course, of course. I mean, my favorite line on that was when he talked about can I bust? So, yeah.
Nah. When he said, your little ass should be go somewhere before playing detention.
He's been involved in some of the greatest diss records ever, and you guys have to understand that. We're gonna play some records in a second, but we definitely gotta give. You gotta remember, LL's one of the baddest. You're a battle rap beast. You like battle rap, right? I'm gonna play something for you. You probably have never heard, and if you have,
I live for battle rap, bro. I live for battle rap.
Okay, I'm getting ready to play something for y'all that may not have ever heard this. I'm getting ready to play this Kumo D versus Busy B. And tell me what y'all think. It's a bad copy, but it's 1980. Let me know what y'all think.
Okay.
All right.
Clap your hands. Come on. Clap your hands. I know everybody loves their mama. If you love your mama, say that. You know that. Say it's like that. Somebody, come on. Anybody, come on. Everybody, please scream. If you're ready for 82, if you're ready for 82, let me hear y'all say 82, come on. Getting money in 82. Say it one time, getting money in 82. Once again, say we wanna ride. Now, what's my name? What's my name? Well, I know you and y'all know me, so I welcome y'all to the place to be. Come on, I'm signing off right here on this city drug shot to enter this contest for this trophy right here. I'm talking about a busy beat. Here I go, y'all. I go 1, 2, 3. Oh, shit. Ball with the ball, but ding, ding, diggy, diggy, diggy. Sick the boogie to the bang, bang. I go ball with the ball, but ding, ding, diggy, diggy. Come on. Right now, y'all, well, it's time to prepare to pose the number one rapper of the year. I'm not Dr. J. I'm already Jackson. Busy B is my name. I got all the action. Now, y'all heard the rest. And you ready to go with the Patterson MC stereo. I just stomp the shoes and relax the side. Cause Busy B's here and I'm ready to rock. And before I go and before I quit, as the same, and dance a little something like this with the cool hip. Hot box, she rock the rock. Stay with me. I'm gonna turn it. Hurry up. Say ho! Come on, ho, ho, somebody scream, come on, scream, now where's that place we work it out, come on, y'all, where's that place we work it out, Kumo D. 1-2-1-2, party people in the place to be. My name is MC Kumo D from the Treacherous 3, my man LA Sunshine in the place to be. We gonna get a little something straight here in the place to be. Don't worry about it, DJ Lee on the place to be. We gonna get a little something straight in the place to be. My man Busy B Starsky. How many people think Busy B Starsky rocked the house? I hear that in the place to be.
Yeah.
But if y'all noticed it or not, I heard a lot of shit. Busy B's popping shit, saying he'll take out any MC and all that. I give it to the man. He know how to rock the crowd. But when it come to having rhymes, no way you can fuck around. And I'm going to prove that right now. In the place to be, MC Kumo D, the coolest of the cool. Can't nobody rock like me. Remember this. Cold Crush Flow in the house. My man LA Sunshine in the place to be. We going to have a little fun. DJ Lee, you think you got it together yet? 1, 2. 1 for the treble. 2 for the bass. Go on, DJ Lee, and let's rock. Play. 1, 2, 1, 2. Doing the do now. Hold on, Busy B. I don't mean to be bold, but put that paw, did it, paw bullshit on hold. We gonna get right down to the nitty gritty. Gonna tell you a little something why you ain't shit. It ain't an empty shot that you don't hug. You even bitch your name from the love bug. And I don't
lie to niggas, they ain't miss some low down shit.
Shut up.
If you was money, man, you'd be counterfeit. I gotta give it to you, though you can rock. But everybody know you're on the furious jock. And I remember Busy from the olden times, when my man Mooney G used to sell your rhymes. Remember that rhyme called Diddy Bar Diddy? Man, goddamn, that shit was a pity. Too hot to trot, hit to rock a spot. Spoonie G rockin' whether like it or not. We paid for the rhyme, asked for it twice. He said, Spoonie G, I'll buy it any price. When Spoonie finally sold it, oh, what a relief. Busy B stole it like a fucking thief. Came out rockin', the party's yours. Got everybody thinking that that rhyme's yours. Every time I hear it, I throw a fit. Party after party, the same old shit. Record after record, rhyme after rhyme. Always wanna know your zodiac sign. She changed the shit to the favorite jeans. Come on, Busy B, tell me what that means. Hold on, brother man, don't you say nothing. I'm not finished yet, I gotta tell you something. Too hot to trot, I'm hit to rock the spot. I'm gonna rock your ass whether you like it or not. He made it I up take a title day. Right on the spot. How can I take a title you ain't got? You're not number one, you're not even the best. And you can't win no real MC contest. Celebrity clubs and bullshit like those. Those are the kind of stuff that everybody knows. Celebrity clubs and those are the kind you can win. It all set up before we come in. But in a battle like this, you know you lose. Between me and you, who do you think they'll choose? Well, if you think it's you, I got bad news. Because I hear your name, you're gonna hear some moves. Cause you're faking the funk, cause you're faking the funk. And at the end of this rhyme, you can call me Uncle Modi Rock Shock. The house, call me Uncle Rock the house.
The house, the house.
Like this, y'all. Like this, y'all.
Yeah.
Like this, this is like this, y'all. Hey, all playing girl land on the mic around saying, MC who rock this is lead satisfaction guarantee. Or you get your money back, believe me, girl, it's not the whack. Treasure is three, as you can see. Special case sunshine, and I'm Kumo D. Signing off, y'all. Signing off, y'all. From the south to the west, to the east, to the north. Busy B, my man. You know, I went off to chill out. Chill, chill out. Chill on out. Chill out. Chill, chill out. Chill on now. Busy B, Busy B, Busy B, Busy B, Starsky, I'm Kumo D, the best MC, and that's my show feed. Chill out, chill, chill out, chill on out, chill out, chill, chill out.
What y'all think of that?
Yo,
what y'all think about that?
Yo, can I tell you something? I do a battle rap show now.
Right.
Battle rap arena. With URL like smack and shit.
Right, right. Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you gotta say now. So yeah. We wanted to definitely give you your props, man, and thank you for listening.
That shit was one of the craziest shits I ever heard.
That's because that's 1982, long before Big Battles was in. This is what they were doing in the 1980s in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
and that right there is the foundation of battle rap. That was right before Wild Style. So that was like the biggest rap battle ever.
Can I ask a question, though?
Sure.
Do you watch URL nowadays and stuff?
Some. I mean, you know, to me, I'm going to be honest. As a Zulu King, and I've been a Zulu King probably longer than most of y'all been alive, hip-hop has changed so drastically. It's more about how many women you can call out their name and how many cats you can call nigga and how many pounds of coke you can deal, and you ain't dealing none of it. What I come, it's about real hip-hop. So I'm not impressed with a dope dealer gangster battle style. Everybody isn't a dope dealer. So when you can come to me with freestyle off the top of your head, and when you can come with something that's really conceptual about what's going on and in culture and things like that, it's different. Like for me, my favorite rap ever has got to be The Message, period. Without The Message, you don't have that. So to me, without The Message, you don't have a lot of rap styles that's out right now. I have no diss for anybody. I just want us to move into the future having more to say than bitches and hoes, even on our battle raps.
Right. Yeah, put some substance on it. Talk about something. Make it make sense instead of nonsense.
Right. Because hip-hop is... Yeah, I don't even know if you guys understand what hip-hop means. Hip is the culture. Hop is the movement.
Right.
So we're supposed to stay...
Well,
we're supposed to stay in front
my
and moving forward.
That's why I say that there's a few words invented in hip hop. I mean, we all know the hip to the hop to the hippity hop.
No. Hip is the culture, meaning the culture is supposed to always stay prevalent, supposed to always stay up to beat. Hop is to move forward.
Facts. But I'm saying,
but hip and hop, that to real hip hop artists, to be honest with you, you do know that's a stolen song, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's a sample. Yeah.
No, it's a stolen song. That's Grandmaster Caz's lyrics.
Dang.
Okay, I didn't know.
Right. See, this is why we do this show. Hank was Caz's manager. He stole Caz's lyrics. He even spells out Caz's name in the song. Go listen to the song. I'm the G-A-R, and he spells his name. And the end of the line, he says, the worst thing you can ever do is let AMC steal his rhymes from you. And nigga, you stole the shit yourself.
That's crazy. So,
agree with me on these facts. There's a couple words that only a few MCs created.
Well, language goes back to...
If you kill somebody in a battle, you ether them, right?
Right.
There's no getting around that. You ether them.
Yeah, that's true.
Hold on. Honestly, it's bigger.
Hold on. Yeah. I understand what honestly, you're saying. Go ahead, fam.
Nah, you go ahead on. I'll finish that key.
No, go ahead, because I'm getting ready to get into another song. Because I'm getting ready to get into another song and get back into what we need to get into. We got 30 minutes to teach. I didn't hear to come on here to debate. So
let me give them a hip hop quiz really quick. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, you mentioned Eminem and Everlast, right, with the battle.
Yeah.
All right. So can you name a person that played in New Jack City or that's on television right now that he was a part of his clique? This guy right now that's on television that played in New Jack City and put music out, he was a part of his camp. Can you tell me who that is?
Part of Everlast clique?
Yeah, who Everlast was connected to before... No, before he became solo, like before the House of Pain, whatever, you know.
Nah, I can't.
Ice-T.
Okay. Right.
Oh, Ice-T.
Yeah. So, thanks for calling in, dog. We're gonna definitely get back. Stay listening. We gonna get back into this party. Let's get to work.
Let's go. Make it happen.
I got something for you. I don't know if y'all like this, but I want to hear what y'all think. I just want to play a little of it. That is called Apache. And that was one of the first break records that we ever did. But I'm going to get into this joint that I think y'all all want to hear. And I think y'all know this is the message.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage bales, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skip the life and dango. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Me on King Kong, standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My son said, Daddy, I don't wanna go to school, cause the teacher's a jerk, he must think I'm a fool. And all the kids smoke reefer, I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie, and run with the creeps. Cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They push that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the gang. Stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song of deep hate. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers. Driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you wanna grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Cowboy, man.
Cool.
Yo, what's up, money?
Yo.
Hey, where's Creole and Raheem, man?
They upstairs cooling out.
So what's up for tonight, y'all?
Yo, we can go down to the fever, man.
Go check out Junebug, man.
Hey, yo, you know that girl Betty?
Yeah, man.
My mom's got balls, man.
Not what?
Yeah, man. She got hurt bad.
Freeze! Don't nobody move nothing. Y'all know what this is. Get him up.
Get him up.
Yo, man, we down with Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
What is that, a gang?
Nah, man.
Just check it out.
Welcome back to Culture Zoom Radio, where Urban Culture lives. Tonight we got another special guest, our sponsor, Mr. Skilo. How you doing, brother?
Yo, what's up, bro? I'm chilling, man.
I'm good, man. You know, we came up with this idea where we had to get back to the foundation, and so we're going to do this once a month. I'm getting ready to drop your joint, but I want to say this. 2 weeks from now, we have Prince Raheem from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five coming on to rep what he, you know, rep about what real hip-hop is and where it is, where it's going. Definitely talk about some of the foundation things that some of you young cats never knew about. You're going to learn what hip-hop is. You better learn it from one of the people that were there the whole time. So, Brother Ski, how you doing?
Man,
good,
brother.
Hip-hop player, man. I come on and listen, take me back right now. I'm having flashbacks.
Shit. Man. So you having flashbacks of getting on the floor doing some of that up rocking?
Yeah. Been wearing name belts and, you know, break dancing and the whole nine.
Well, you know, we thought we'd take a bit of break from the norm, to quote my man Will Smith, and put some energy back into where we come from, where we all stole all our stuff from, and get back to some of these cats. I'm getting ready to play something for you, and I want you to set it up for us. And Don's been bugging me about this song for like 2 months now. Top of the Stairs. I know everybody remembers that joint. Go ahead and introduce it, man.
Yeah, man. This is a classic from the I Wish album. This is Skilo, Top of the Stairs.
Let's do it.
There you go.
Growing up as a kid, tough skins and afros, wasn't South Central, but still it came natural. It wasn't nobody to watch my back, didn't want to be strapped to get jacked. Mama taught me not to trust no man. Brother, what's your plan? If you ever lose a fight, then you go back again and win. And I don't care if he was one of your friends. You better bury your feelings within and understand. Cause on top of the stairs, they got keys to Cadillacs, BMWs, Mercedes Benzes, and all of that. And on the top of the stairs, yeah, they got color TVs and even girls coming to pairs. And on the bottom, you got nothing but guilt. Bad feelings being felt, dead homies being killed. When I die, always know that I never wanna see my little brother drop. So you better stay on top. Cause no one really cares about the guy on the bottom. Time was making wishes. Wanted to hit switches in the brand new 6-4, but all I could afford was a number 9 at Roscoe's for chicken and waffles. How about that Honda Accord? Used to watch them drive by at night till I got bored, but not no more. Really, that's for sure. Cause I got a million honeys knocking on my door, and I'm not trying to score with one. Cause disease is killing, that's ill to make a million and you getting done. When you on top of the world, girls may come, but when you fall down, you won't find one. Cause no one really cares about the guy. Top of the stairs.
top of the stairs, top of the stairs. Yeah. To all my little brothers out there, it's cool to be on top, but don't ever forget where you came from. Most importantly, you better remember, the little guy you step on to get on top, the same guy you gonna run into going back down. Yeah. Top of the stairs.
Welcome back to Culture Zine Radio. Tonight, the show is always and will be presented by BMIG. Yes?
Man, let me tell you, that boy Ski got the dopest delivery on the planet. That boy delivery is insane. He be all over the beat.
Man, thank you, big brother.
Right?
I appreciate that, man.
Crazy.
Yeah, man.
I'm talking about
that
everywhere. He was like, this is some of the everywhere. Yeah, I can dig that. Yeah, play that again, goddammit. Play that one more time.
Ski is always one of those guys out of that crew that's never been recognized. I got something I need to tell you, though. I don't know if you know this, man. I talked to Jay Smooth, and I talked to L.A. Cool. They said that they always thought you were a dope lyricist. A lot of people never focused on your lyrical skill. So that means a lot coming from those guys who are, you know, what they are. A lot of people don't really understand that Ski was a back rapper. Y'all just remember the commercial cuts. Y'all don't remember when he was over there at the lights putting it down.
You know what's funny about all that is the songs, there was never really a commercial cut. Like, every song on the I Wish album was recorded for The Good Life. Like, those are the songs we were performing in The Good Life. So it holds those memories, and to a lot of people who was there to see it happen, I Wish was an underground record. I Wish was something that happened in The Good Life that I was just having fun, you know, and that's hip hop. Yeah. But it went so big, you know, praise God. It just, that thing is a monster, man. To this day, I Wish it's still like it just came out. And praise be to Allah.
Well, you know, I Wish was a very... How many did that sell, by the way?
Oh, man. Worldwide, over 3 billion.
Damn.
You got Grammy nominated. You know, you still eating off it today, ain't you?
Yes, sir.
Man, that's good. He already know. He's dangerous.
Yeah.
Hey, good looking out. Good looking out, Shaqi, man. I appreciate you playing that, man. Definitely.
You guys have to understand, man.
What up?
You have to understand something about me and Ski, man. Me and Ski go back till Ski was like 12. So that's my little brother. When I say my little brother, that's my little... You know this already, Don. Ski told you this when we were in L.A. But, you know, a lot of you guys don't understand. Me and Ski go back like before Click Clacks and House Shoes. So I'm always gonna support him. He's the one, you know, he gave us a distribution deal with business partners, with brothers. Shots to Stace. You know, I love you, Stace. That's his wife. They co-founded BMIG. You know, I love y'all. Sorry, we had a lot of callers in today, man. We had like almost 100 something people calling in and coming off. But so I didn't pick up the number quick enough. But everything is dope, man, and I'm appreciative of all the things that you do and have said and put together with us. And we got a lot of work to do.
Yeah,
we got a lot of work to do. We cleaning up. We the cleanup men, though. It's not a problem for us.
That's right. That's why we're here.
We got to bring this spirit of hip-hop, like what we listening to tonight, like all the jams that make us feel good. We got to bring that back for our people. We got to bring the art and the culture back. I'm not mad at what the kids is doing. I mean, like, hey, if they want to hear sing song, they can hear sing song. But we got to recognize that there's a place for all of our music, and we got to celebrate all of our music if we really gonna survive as a culture, as a people, to have any music. We have to celebrate all of our music and great artists.
That's very true. That's why I started this show off with James Brown.
the youngsters got their own lane, so we got to keep our, we got to have our own lane. They just like they sell records, we can sell records in our own lane with our hip hop music. So that's why I ain't gonna never stop. We're gonna push this.
Oh no, no, but we got to also remember we were those kids at one time. R&B treated us bad.
Yeah,
we were
that's real.
That's real. I mean, I remember going on tours where, actually, I won't name any names, but I remember going on tour, Grandmaster D's from Houdini, his turntables was lost, actually stolen. Or I remember when Run DMC opened up for Luther Vandross situation, and needles off the turntable were missing. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I've had my own turntables sent to Japan while we were on tour. You know, somebody just, that's just, you know, it may be a joke to them, but it was our livelihood. But, you know, so I don't hate on them for what they do. I just want them to have better content in what they say. How about that?
Yeah,
because that's why I played James Brown in the beginning. I played Funky Drummer Ski, and the very first song I played was Funky Drummer for a reason. We still sampling off that beat today. Whether you break it up, whether you change the samples, it's still Funky Drummer.
It's still Funky Drummer. I told a young man, I told this one young dude, he was like, man, well, I don't want to have to, he said, what did he tell me something about? He didn't want to rap about, like positive stuff. He said, I don't want to rap about positive stuff. I said, you ain't got to be positive, but you don't have to rap about negative stuff either. You can keep it right there on some party stuff or good stuff. You ain't got to talk about killing a person every verse. You know what I mean? Most rappers, that's what I get. So that's why I don't have no rappers coming through my studio no more, because I don't want to sit there and produce that type of music.
That's why I miss listening to cats like Dell the Funky Homo Sapien. Souls of Mischief, I mean, you could rap about anything and make that a song, and man, bring that to something people can relate to. And we used to be about that, like bringing the 90s, it was about bringing diversity. I mean, it was like almost a competition, which out of all of us, who could bring the most original, diverse record,
right?
You know, I got five on it. You know, and the script, and you know, what Cypress Hill and them was doing, and what they did for the game.
Yeah, I mean, even look, Too short.
Scarface, you know what I'm saying?
Scarface.
Yeah,
I never seen a man cry until I seen a man die. That's what cool.
That was something else. That was, wasn't nobody doing that. Wasn't nobody talking like, people were scared to talk about dying. He was talking about it.
Yeah, we got something for y'all, and I think all y'all gonna love this. I think everybody loves this dude. They call him the God. We get ready to drop this microphone fiend. Let me just ask y'all before we go into this, how many of y'all are Rakim fans?
I'm definitely one. I worked with him in Aftermath, so I got a personal relationship with him, so I love it.
I've known Ross since we were all barely coming out of the Nation of Islam, going into the 5% or so. I love Raw, always have, love that God, but I got to play
this. Yeah.
This is the 18th letter. This is Microphone Fiend. We'll be back on CoachZineRadio.com.
Was a fiend before I became a teen. I melted microphones instead of cones of ice cream. Music orientated, so when hip-hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Cause I grab the mic and try to say yes, y'all. They try to take it and say that I'm too small. Cool, cause I don't get upset. I kick a hole in the speaker, pull a plug, then I jet back to the lab without a mic to grab. So then I add all the rhymes I had, one after the other one. Then I make another one to diss the opposite, then ask if the brother's done. I get a craving like I fiend for nicotine, but I don't need a cigarette, know what I mean? I'm raging, creeping up the stage, and don't it sound amazing? Cause every rhyme is made and thought of, cuss is sort of an addiction. Magnetized by the mixing. Vocals, vocabulary, and verses just stuck in. The mic is a drain, no, volcanoes erupting. Rhymes overflowing, gradually growing. Everything is written in the code so it can coincide. My thoughts to God.
48 tracks to slide. The invincible microphone fiend rock him. Spread the word. Cause I'm N-E-F-F-E-C-T. A smooth operator operating correctly. But back to the problem, I got a habit. You can't solve it. Silly rabbit, the prescription is a hypertone. That's heroin, I fiend for a microphone. Like heroin, soon as the bass kicks, I need a fix. Give me a stage and a mic and a mix, and I'll put you in a mood. Or is it a state of unawareness? Beware, it's the reanimator. A menace to a microphone, a lethal weapon or assassinator. If the people ain't stepping, you'll see a part of me that you never seen. When I'm fiending for a microphone, I'm the microphone fiend. After 12, I'm worse than a gremlin. Feed me hip-hop and I start trembling. The thrill of suspense is intense, you're horrified. But this ain't the cinemas or tales from the dark side. By any means necessary, this is what has to be done. Make way, cause here I come. My DJ cuts material. Grand Imperial. It's a must that I bust any mic you hand to me. It's inherited, it runs in the family. I wrote the rhyme that broke the bull's back. If that don't slow him up, I carry a full pack. Now I don't wanna have to let off. You should've kept off, you didn't keep the stage warm. Step off, step on, ladies step and gentlemen on. You're about to see a pastime hobby about to be taken to the maximum. I can't relax, see I'm hype as a hypochondriac. Cause the rap be one hell of an antidote. Something you can't smoke more than dope. You try to move away but you can't. You broke more than cracked up. You should've backed up. For those that act up need to be more than smacked up. Any entertainer, I gotta talk to chamber one on one. And I'm the remainder. So close your eyes and hold your breath. And I'ma hit you with the blow of death. Before you go, you remember your scene. The fiend of a microphone. I'm the microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The microphone. The microphone. The microphone. The microphone. The microphone fiend. The mic of the microphone fiend. The mic of the microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The mic of the microphone. The mic of the microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The mic. The microphone fiend.
Welcome back to Coach's Name Radio. .com, where urban culture lives. Shouts out to my man Skilo, my knight. Skilo is a knight, if y'all don't know that. You know, I had to play that, man. If you're talking about lyrics and you're talking about hip-hop, you can't do a lyrical show without Rakim. It's just impossible.
You're right.
So why don't you guys, especially starting out with you, Ski, tell people where you're going, where you're at, what's going on with you, man. We appreciate that you you and Stacey sponsor this show every week. Very appreciative. Shouts out to Elements, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. Man, I got that Rakim float in my head right now. I just want to say before I move on to something else, that one thing I always appreciated about Rock, his lyrics was always advanced to me. Like, he was always the future. Like everybody else, like even as a young man, I could tell everybody was pretty much basic compared to his lyrics. Like that's right. Why he called God. He was a lyrical assassinator in that time. I mean, his music sound relevant today. So I just want to give a shout out to the guy because I met the guy one time and he blessed me. I had the best day ever chilling with Rock and the way he welcome me, like true brother right there, brother. Assalamu alaikum, wherever you are.
Assalamu alaikum.
Man, BMIG Entertainment, you know, we put it together. Shah, just making it happen, Made in America. If you haven't heard it yet, please go download it, go check it out, iTunes, Amazon. It's one of the best compilations albums out right now. To really address a lot of the issues we're dealing with today. We're just trying to make things happen for independent artists and keeping that spirit of hip hop alive, you know, that spirit that we don't listen to nobody. Ain't nobody tell us what we can or can't do. We can do whatever we want to do. right. in hip hop, you know. So this is ours. We're gonna keep it.
Yeah,
right.
I agree.
And it's definitely getting played down here in New Orleans right now, Skilo. Every club I go to, man, it's getting played down here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
I just got some numbers from Philadelphia on it, man. So I know it's getting a lot of love. I got some numbers on it in Philadelphia, and I got some numbers over in Vancouver and over here in Seattle. So I know it's moving, and I'm very appreciative to be a part of this project. And I know we all, as coaches, are very proud to be partners with Skilo and Stace and Elements on the whole BMIG. Thank you, brother.
Skilo, we working on a Culture Zing movie, man. We working on a movie right now called The Bylaws. It's gonna be shot with red cams. We gonna shoot it in 30 days, man. So we gonna definitely keep you posted on that because we are part of that. We got Omar Goody, Brian Hooks, and Glenn Plummer so far on board. So it's gonna be a good movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely want to check that out when that's done. That's the kind of independent spirit. See, that's hip hop right there. That's how, you know, you see all the independent shows that are coming out. This is our time, black people. This is that time, like the Bible said, what he said, Samson came across, he said, bees making honey in the carcass of a lion. And bees don't make honey in dead animals. It was a metaphor to say that in this time, in this wicked place, that this was a beast and it was being destroyed. But in that time, the bees, that's us, they were making honey. We were building, we were being prosperous. So we gotta just recognize the time, this is our time right now. And just, we need to just go get it. Just whatever it is you wanna do. There's no reason in the world with today's technology why you shouldn't be doing it, you know?
Right.
That's real.
And doing it with your people. So that's what we trying to do, trying to get these things going. Oh, by the way, man, just so you guys know, there's a big conference coming up. It's called Women's Working in Music Industry Conference, Saturday, May 20th, up in Berkeley. You can purchase your tickets at everbright.com. You can go to the website. It is girlpowermusicconference.com. We definitely going to be there, right, Ski?
Yes,
we're gonna be there. It's about empowering women and in the music industry, the workforce, and how they tour and things like that. Definitely look it up. Shouts out to Carrie and them. We got your back. I told you we'd do some, and we got some official announcements coming up next week on the station. Before we run out of time, definitely give y'all shouts out real quick, and your contact information as quick as possible.
Shout out to TNT. Shout out to TNT Records. Shout out to Sony Orchard, JLM, Coach Zing, Shaqui, you know what I'm saying, Don, Ski. I love all y'all, man. You can get at me at rlevelinc.booking@gmail.com or Freeman Williams on Facebook. Check me out. Look me up. www.rlevelinc.net is the website. You can check us out and see what we're doing and see how we're moving. God bless you.
Absolutely. Yo, and it's Don Slams real quick. You know, all you have to do is Google me and then leave it like that. Shout out to Big Rose. Shout out to Skilo. Shout out to Free Jack. Definitely Zulu King Shot Key Band. You know, let's get this.
Yes, sir.
I want to give a shout out to all my brothers on the phone right now. Knights of the Sound Table, my brother Shaqui. I want to give shouts out to all the callers who called in tonight and everybody who tuned in to listen, everybody who's supporting the Made in America by various artists compilation album, and just to all my folks out there, God bless you.
And you can hit them up at www.bmig. Go ahead, Stace. I'm sorry, baby. Go ahead.
Much love to everybody out there. This is Ambrose on stage, Stacey Ambrose. Follow BMIG. At We Got BMIG on Twitter.
Gotcha.
Cool.
And go to the website at BMIGentertainment.com. Make sure you check it. Cop that product. We out here working. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Sam.
And make sure y'all get up them t-shirts, some Burning Mike t-shirts, and some Knights of the Sound Table. Culture Zine. Let's get it, y'all.
So here's what I always say every week, and I know y'all laugh. You know, he may not come when you call, but he's always on time. Hustle hard enough to your haters ask if you're hiring. And we'll be black next week. So next week, the Burning Mic is going to be Brother Don. He's going to do his thing down there, giving us some of that Southern hip-hop feel. I guess his guest going to be Big Ro, right?
Right. That's right.
Right.
And it got a new artist coming up, yeah.
So definitely hit me up, Coach Zine, anything, Shaki Abdul, anything, Burning Mic on anything, you know, CoachZineRadio.com, CoachZine.com. And I just want to tell y'all, peace and love to all my knights, peace to the Zulu Nation, peace to the Zulu Kings, I got y'all. And with that, we get ready to hit our song out, and y'all be God blessed. We get ready to do our favorite theme song, and fuck you, Donald Trump.
And a one and a two. Fuck Donald Trump.
Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga. Y'all have a good one. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah. I like white folks, but I don't like you. All the niggas in the hood wanna fight you. Surprise El Chapo ain't tried to snipe you. Surprise the Nation of Islam ain't tried to find you. Have a rally out LA, we gon' fuck it up. Home of the ride and the king ride, we don't give a fuck. Black students ejected from your rally, what? I'm ready to go right now, your racist ass did too much. I'm about to turn Black Panther. Don't let Donald Trump win, that nigga cancer. He too rich, he ain't got the answers. He can't make decisions for this country, he gon' crash us. No, we can't be a slave for him. He got me appreciating Obama way more. Hey, Donald, and everyone that follows, you gave us your reason to be president, but we hate you. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump.
I don't like your
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah,
I really
fuck
don't
Donald
like you,
Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah,
that's
fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
Nigga, am I tripping? Let me know. I thought all that Donald Trump bullshit was a joke. Know what they say when rich niggas go broke? Look, Reagan so coke, Obama so hope. Donald Trump spent his trust fund money on the vote. I'm from a place where you probably can't go. Speaking for some people that you probably ain't know. It's pressure built up and it's probably gonna blow. And if we say go, then they probably gonna go. You vote Trump, then you probably all dope. And if you like me, then you probably ain't know. And if you been in jail, you could probably still vote. We let this nigga win, we gon' probably feel broke. You build walls, we gon' probably dig holes. And if your ass do win, you gon' probably get smoked.
Fuck
nigga.
Donald Trump.
Fuck you.
Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump.